Farmed Animal Sanctuary in Meath, where I met Sandra Higgins and the animals she rescued from the human food chain. I was very impressed and it certainly gave me food for thought. Now Sandra has taken our message nationally through a new advertising campaign, govegan.ie. I'm sure many of you may have seen the images, which certainly tug at the heartstrings. And Sandra joins me on the line now. Afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Jerry.
Thank you very much for joining me. This is certainly causing ripples, waves, whatever you like to call it. Who came up with the idea?
I did.
Yourself?
Yes.
And when did you think of it and how did you, you know, put it into action?
Well, I'm always trying to think about ways to get the truth out to the general public about the animals that they're using. So unthinkingly, the animals we use in research, in our cosmetics, our cleaning products, our clothes, and especially for food. And I thought that this was a good way to do it.
Are there any specific aims that you're trying to achieve from this?
Yes, I'm trying to get people are disconnected, so I'm trying to get them to reconnect with the individual animals that they use and the harm that our use causes them, and to stop using them. Abolition of animal use.
Completely?
Completely, yeah.
And I said there a moment ago, certainly when you look at the images of the little chick, the small pig, the calf with its mum, they certainly do impact. Are you getting that feedback from people?
Yes, I am. A lot of people have gone vegan on foot of the campaign. People have been directed to my website, govegan.ie, and they've been horrified by the facts that they have found there of what we do to other animals for food. For instance, the little chick in that picture who's suffocated or ground alive at 1 day old because in the egg industry, males don't lay eggs. Or when they study the dreadful harm that hens go through to give us eggs or for us to take their eggs from them.
But you know, Sandra, if you have someone, and I know they feature with me in the shows from time to time, where people have, say, free-range hens, they roam freely, they're fed well, they're not in restricted areas, they're very happy, they look healthy. Do you think it's wrong to take an egg from chickens like that or hens like that?
I do, Jerry, because as you saw here, the animals rescued at Eden don't always come from factory farms. The greatest suffering to hens is not the conditions they're reared in, it's the bodies they're bred into, because in their natural state, they only lay a few eggs a year for the purpose of hatching their own chicks. They lay eggs almost every day through a process of selective breeding. And that results in a rate of cancer that's 100%. Reproductive cancer is 100% in hens who lay eggs. They also prolapse, as a woman would if she was being forced, if her menstrual cycle and her reproductive capacity was forced to overwork like that. They suffer a huge range of infections because the eggs get stuck in them, they break, they get egg yolk peritonitis. They just go through horrific deaths. So it's not the conditions of welfare, of how they're reared. It's not a welfare issue. It's the fact that we're using them at all. We're exploiting their reproductive system, and they're women the same as I am. They might be a different species, but they have an equal right not to suffer.
So you're saying by taking the eggs away all the time, they just keep going and they're bred in that fashion to keep producing time after time, and it's not natural, you're saying?
It's not natural at all. They've been selectively bred to do that. The same as the cows. Cows in the dairy industry only produce, in their natural state, cows will produce 4 or 5 litres a day. They're mammals, the same as us, and their babies would drink every maybe 6 times a day, every 4 hours, more or less the same as a human baby. But the cows in the dairy industry now are selectively bred to carry up to 20 litres of milk, and they're only milked twice a day. And by the, you know, they're carrying a huge weight, the ligaments tear, they suffer a huge range of illnesses like mastitis. But the worst thing of all is that they're mammals like us. They love their babies like we love our babies, and we take their babies from them so that we can have milk that we don't need, that's not even good for us, that's actually harming us and causing dreadful damage to the environment.
So but just on that, Sandra, like milk, you're told even with small babies, with people growing up, for bone health, for structure, and the calcium in it, that milk's very important.
You see, People have accused my campaign of being manipulative. Here's an example of manipulation. The dairy industry state a scientific fact that you need certain nutrients for health, and one of those nutrients is calcium, and that's quite accurate. But to state that fact alongside the suggestion that cow's milk is the only source of calcium is very wrong, highly manipulative. The calcium in cow's milk is essential for calves. We can get our calcium from plant sources that is a just form of living, a kind, a compassionate form of living that doesn't harm us and doesn't harm the environment. Green leafy vegetables, loads of calcium in them. Tofu, higher calcium than dairy products. Vegan cheese, any of the plant milks on the market have plenty of calcium. It's way, enough calcium and enough of everything else. The B vitamins, the D vitamins, everything. It has everything in it that you need.
I put to you again something I did say to you before, I know. Man is a hunter-gatherer. We gather, yes, but we hunt. And from time immemorial, man has hunted. And meat and chicken and what we're talking about now have all been part of our diet.
Well, see, if you look at what we're capable of, Jerry, we're not very good hunters. So, yes, we did eat meat, but we ate very, very little of it. New evidence is showing that we were much more, we ate like herbivores. You know, we did not eat an awful lot of animal foods. Look, even if we did, there are lots of things we used to do. We used to beat our children. Men regularly raped their wives. Measuring current ethics on the basis of what we did in the past is not a sensible thing to do.
That's a good point you make, I have to say. Listen to this message I've just got in from a texter. Jerry, is this woman for real? Has she got a solution for the hundreds of thousands of workers involved in Ireland in this industry?
Yes, I do. The government needs to change the subsidies from animal agriculture to something that's sustainable so that the children, the human children, have a planet left that they can live on. Hemp is a fantastic product. You could grow that very well in Ireland. It grows like a weed. You can eat it. You can use it to make clothes. You can build houses with it. You can insulate your house with it. You can make milk from it. Forestry, nuts. We have a fantastic nut in Ireland, the cob nut. It's bigger and sweeter than the hazelnut. Now, other countries are very clever and they know the value of the hazelnut, but we're not giving any attention to our nuts. We could have a great industry, and we need to use our technology. We need to use things like hydroponics. There are lots of ways in which we could grow food to feed people in Ireland and use our land. At the moment, we're only using 8% of our land for non-animal agriculture, and even that 8% is used to produce grain to feed other animals. So I'm with farming. Vegans support farmers, but we do not support farmers who harm other animals.
A lady called Anne has been in touch to say, Jerry, that woman on your show acts exactly like a non-smoker. If I don't smoke, you shouldn't. And I don't eat meat, so you shouldn't.
It's nothing to do with me. It's about animal rights. People say that it's our choice, but it's not our choice because, number one, we are fed the use of other animals, literally and metaphorically. When we're infants, we don't have language and we don't have critical thinking skills. So that's manipulation and that's a dictatorship and that's not a human choice. And secondly, if I choose to do something that's not very good for my health, I'm the only one who's being harmed. If I eat an animal food, like an egg or fish or meat, or I wear fur, or I use something that's been tested on another animal, they do not have a choice. So that's not choice and that's not equal. These are defenseless beings that we domesticated 12,000 years ago. They're much older species than we are. They lived freely on this planet for hundreds, thousands of years before we existed. We have domesticated them and taken their rights from them, their liberty, their ability to survive on their own. We've taken all that from them. And then we mutilate them and torture them and kill them for things that we don't need. So that's not choice.
When you look at the vast majority of the population who enjoy a steak, a burger, the roast chicken on Sunday, a bit of pork, lamb in season, Sandra, the majority of people, that's, you know, part of our diets year in, year out. How do you hope or do you ever expect that to change?
Yeah, have those tastes, but use plants. Plant-based analogue meats are fantastic. I'm telling you, people like Bill Gates are not putting all their money behind this for nothing.
So you think that he spotted something here. But when your campaign, I congratulate you on it. It has hit the nail on the head. It is attracting attention. People are starting to think a little bit more. But surely, you know, it's going to be impossible to turn the greater part of the population for the reasons I just mentioned. Jobs involved here, people's tastes historically, you know, and, you know, changing completely. It's a huge thing.
It's not a huge thing at all. It's a very easy thing. First of all, there are plenty of jobs if the government changed the subsidies. Look, animal agriculture is one of the most dangerous jobs you can do. The only one a little bit more dangerous than that is a is working in a slaughterhouse. It's very dangerous. About 40% of the farmers in this country can't even make a decent income. They're being fooled. The only people who are making a lot of money out of this are very big companies and processors. If the government changes the subsidies, the farmers will have a decent income and an easier life and an ethical life, because nobody wants to go out and cut the testicles off a poor little newborn baby with no painkiller and no pain relief, pull their teeth out, cut their tails off, cut their little beaks off. Who wants to do that? No decent person wants to do that. In respect to taste, the meat analogues taste almost the same. Now, you know Eddie Sherlock, that he's a great fan of your radio station, and Eddie used to come here for his dinner every year. He was in his late 80s when he died last year, and Eddie did not know that he wasn't getting turkey and ham, because the meat, the plant-based substitutes taste the very same.
So you're saying there are alternatives there, that if people try them and go with them, that they'll find they are similar. It's a big call you're making there, and I'm sure a lot of people would say, really?
You see, it's not a big call. If you were asked to go out and hang an animal, a little innocent thing, hang him upside down and cut his throat, would you do it?
No, it's not an easy thing to do, but I think what's happened is with factories, and the way this happens is it's just people are desensitised to this.
Yes,
it happens,
they are.
You know.
Yes.
I understand that as well, and people do jobs like this, and maybe if it were their choice, Sandra, they wouldn't do it either.
They would not do it, and all those people out there criticising me, ask any of them, is your highest aim in life for your child to get a job on the kill line in a slaughterhouse? It is not. You know, these products, there's a replacement for every single animal use, from the cheap and cheerful to the luxurious. You've had them here in this house, Jerry. You know that they're lovely. You know how healthy I am on a plant-based diet and a vegan lifestyle, not only the diet. You know, I don't use clothing that came from other animals. I don't, you know, I avoid entertainment. I don't use anything that harmed another animal.
Mm. No, I've been there, and I have to say, I said at the beginning, I admire what you do. You are one of the rare voices on this subject that gets onto the airways or gets any publicity for it. But I want to say to you, congratulations on this govegan.ie. You certainly have got people thinking and talking, I'm sure, about this.
Yeah.
You certainly have, that is. So if people want to find out more about this, where? Govegan.ie, is that the place to go? Have a look.
So, you can text me at 50123 for a free vegan text.
Right.
There's a Facebook page and the website, govegan.ie. You'll get lots of information. I just want to say as well, Jerry, people talk about the change. If you go on holidays, everything is different. The climate is different. The food is different. And at the end of the 2 weeks, you've adjusted to it. You know, we use other animals for reasons that are so trite, like our taste and our convenience and our tradition. And that is not a good enough reason to take the life from somebody who wants to live, someone whose life is just as important to them as my life is to me or as your life is to you. And we're hurting them in a dark, brutal, rotten way, and we need to stop.
Sandra, good to catch up with you again.
Good. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jerry.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me on the show. Take care of yourself. That's Sandra Higgins there. And Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary is her place. I do say, and I know I'm getting lots of messages here from people, you know, questioning what Sandra is saying, but I have great admiration for her because I've been and seen and see what she does, and I know her love of this and her concerns as well. And, you know, you need alternate voices in this world. We can't all sing off the one hymn sheet. Look what's happened in the past in this country. Look no further than the Celtic Tiger disaster when people didn't question as well. I admire her for her views, and she certainly has caught the imagination with govegan.ie.
The Late Lunch with Moorhall Lodge Retirement Village RD for secure